Welcome everyone to the Supersize Phys Ed Podcast. I'm Dave, I'm your host, and welcome. You guys are awesome. I appreciate you being here. As always, I've been getting some very nice feedback from a lot of you saying that you enjoy the podcast, and I enjoy you listening. I really do. I appreciate everybody that tunes in. This is, I guess, my way of trying to give back to the phys ed community, because I didn't have a lot of resources when I started teaching, and I was telling somebody this recently. Is actually the podcast coming out soon with Ben Landers, that I'm trying to give back things that I didn't have when I started. This is my eighth year teaching PE, and I taught in the classroom for 10 years, but my first 2 years as a PE teacher was really hard. And I just, there was a lot of things out there. There was PE Central, which I always give Mark a lot of praise and credit for that, because I got a lot of ideas from him. And, you know, I'm trying to put things out there that would help first year, second year, or even beyond teachers. Now, when it comes to sport ed, that might not be a first year teacher kind of thing. It might be. But today we're going to talk about, I'm getting off topic though. So today we're going to talk about part four of the Chukball sport ed portion or podcast I'm putting out. Part four is the season. We're actually in our season right now, so it's easy for me to talk about. This is our fifth year doing this. So, without further ado, here we go. All right, everybody. So, in the season, now the points start to count. And actually, the points, I should take that back, points have been counting in the preseason, but the games actually count. The wins and losses actually count. And if you want to do a different point system, by all means, please do so. I'm just telling you how I run it so you can get an idea of it. If it doesn't work well, or if there's too much competition, too much of that kind of stuff, and you're not crazy about it, that's okay. I'd love to hear how you do it. Actually, I'd love to hear lots of different people. So the way we run it is, again, we use the WASP acronym. Wins or tie is a point, attitude, sportsmanship, participation. And it's a round robin tournament. We do it Monday through Friday. Now, again, I know everybody's different. We have four classes at a time that come out here to PE, and that depends on the year. I mentioned that before. Some, like last year, we had five. I think a couple of years ago there was three, which was awesome. While we always have two classes playing at a time, and I'll pick two classes, and the other two will do something else that can earn points for their teams, and it's okay. I was thinking about this the other day. It's okay that they can earn four without even playing the regular game, because all they're trying to do, we're trying to find a class winner out of the four teams. So it's okay that one team is playing for points on the court, and the most they get is three if they lose, where under the pavilion they're playing a different game and they can get 4 points, like everybody can get 4 points. It's okay, because we're looking for a class winner. And it's a round-robin tournament. Again, we do it Monday through Friday. I have a schedule, which I put on my easel. It's actually on the back of the easel. There's two boards. One's for the big general questions during the day, and then I just flip it around for fifth grade. And as an example, like on Mondays, today's Monday that I'm doing this, teams one and two play. They start playing on both courts. So let's say, I'll just say random names. Class A plays on the first court, teams one and two. Three and four will do the jobs. They'll be the referee and scorekeeper, timekeeper, all that good stuff. And on the other court, Class B will do the same thing. So it's two classes playing, but only two teams playing at a time. They'll do about an 8 minute game. It depends on the time. I try to get them out there right away. So about 8 minutes a game. And after teams one and two play, then teams three and four play. And while that's going on, like I said, the other two classes will be with the other two coaches doing something totally different, but they could be earning points. Not every day. It depends what we're doing, if we're going to be in those teams or not. If we're just doing like we do crossover and things like that. If we're just doing that where they're not in their teams, then they won't be getting points. And that's okay. Sometimes we just give them a break and let them play a different game. Okay, so then on Tuesday, it's a different schedule. It's like one versus four and two versus three. And every day is something different. And one of the kids came up to me and said, "We always play the same team." I'm like, "I'm sorry, just the way it ended up. I mean, you know, Mondays, here's your schedule. If it's Wednesday, here's your schedule. It just works out that way, where you're going to play both, you know, all the other teams. It's just going to take a while. All right, so I put the scoreboard in the window of my office. And so at the end of the day, the coaches will go over there and give the points. So if I had, Class A, I will give points to all four of those teams. Now, again, they might not all get, actually, they can't all get 4 points unless they're both tie games. So it's either fours and threes, or if they, didn't do something they should be doing, or they didn't show up for their jobs or whatever, they could lose a point. And so only get like maybe 2 points or maybe 3 points if they won. And only 12 to 15 scores are counted based on time. It sounds like not that many, but they only really play a couple times a week at the most of actual Chukball. Again, they might be doing other things that earn points, but so about, let's say about 15 scores in my window, they can see, they can count them up and see who's in the lead, all that good stuff. And last week we had a problem. It's crazy. So again, we usually have two classes play a day, and when it rains or something, we haven't encountered much rain lately. There's things that happen, and last week it was crazy. So Thursday, they were working on one of the courts. There's like a dip thing. It's kind of dangerous. It's been there a long time, and they put some cement in there, so we couldn't play there. And then on Friday, one of our rebounders broke, and I will actually take a picture and show it to you guys. We had to rewire it with some clamps. It was quite a process. It took three of us this morning actually to put the rebounder back together. So anyways, we can only have one class playing on Friday as well. So things happen. You just have to be, ready for it. You have to prepare for that and just say, okay, well, scrap that and do something different. So on to the bracket round. After we come up with a team winner, this is a couple months right here. Come up with a team winner. And actually I work backwards. I say, okay, I'm gonna plan, I always plan for right before spring break or right before Easter. It depends. Usually it's the same thing. In this case, it's not. Spring break comes first, and then I think we have like Good Friday off later, and then if we have Good Friday off, I think we're playing that Thursday is the final game. So I'm working backwards from there, looking at the schedule, looking at the calendar, and a lot of this is just on your discretion, how many games you want to play. And again, we come up with a team winner in the bracket round. In the round robin round, we come up with a team winner. Okay, we say team number one from this class is the winner, so they move on to the bracket round. Now there's seven classes this year of fifth grade. Again, that varies from year to year. Seven classes. So that means there's going to be seven teams that go on. However, we are putting together a coaches, I don't want to call it all-star team. I've called it that before, but it's really just a coaches pick team where, okay, this one girl, I think I mentioned this in the last episode, this one girl, this one boy, their teams didn't win, but they did a phenomenal job. So I will let them go. I will pick them in the coaches round, and they will go on to, they get a free entry into the bracket round. So that's seven more teams. And so it's 14 teams. Okay. So then we have two teams from each class. We have the team that won and then the coaches pick team. And they will battle it out to see who goes on to the next round. So it's 14 down to seven. Okay, then we're down to seven. Now it could be the team that won the whole way, or it could be the coaches pick team. We actually had, I always say, the Lucky Charms. I post this on social media. The Lucky Charms, they won a couple years ago, and they were coaches pick team. They won the whole thing. So the final seven then play when we can, kind of thing. So it depends on their schedule. Last year we had recess time where we could have teams play, because sometimes class A doesn't see class B until Friday, and they need to play each other. So the team with the most points during the season, and that excludes the coach's pick team, gets the first round bye, and the other teams kind of battle it out until we come with the final four. Okay, now the final four is a big deal. Okay, we have all the students that come out to PE and watch both those games, because that leads us to the final game. And we've had some awesome Final Four games, by the way. We even had one 2 years ago where it was raining out. It was raining and we had to do it under the pavilion, and it was really cool. So, and really, really, the kids are really into it at this point. The kids who really want to be there, the kids who really want to play, like the gameplay just gets elevated to another level. It's awesome. And then after that, we have two teams and we come to the final game. And the final game, we'll talk about it in the next episode, but it's a great thing. It's a it's a, just an awesome experience for the kids. So now it's time for your Cabo tip of the day. All right, everybody. So your Cabo tip of the day is you don't have to do elimination. I actually didn't even think about this until talking to Jared Robinson a few years ago, kind of debating him on this. And I didn't realize in soccer or football in Europe, in the Premier League, they don't have a final game. They have final games. They just it's just a point round robin system. And so you could do it like that. If you don't want to eliminate, that's fine. Again, this to me, I wanted to have a big final game because I want to do something different and have like a big rockin' stadium. And in order to do that, I had to eliminate teams. And I would, you know, we're doing it at a different place. We're doing the cafeteria. And it's just something I wanted to do. And it's been really awesome, actually. The only problem, yes, you have to eliminate, and some kids do get upset or sad or, you know, things like that. And I don't want that to happen. But I always tell them it's part of the process. If they want a final game, we have to eliminate. So you don't have to. And that is just a different way to do it. And yeah, so that is your Cabo tip of the day. All right, everybody. So thank you for tuning in. As always, you can find all the links in the show notes, the episode notes, and always check out supersizephysed.com for more videos and test cards and tips and all that good stuff. You guys are awesome. Take care and tune in for part 5. And actually tune in this coming weekend, actually, Sunday, I will be presenting for Connected PE, Jared Robinson's Connected PE. And I will be doing a Chuuk Ball unit based on what I'm talking about here, but more in depth, more slides, all that good stuff. So check it out. You guys are awesome. Take care.